Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. My Grace is Sufficient for Thee by Jack M. Waister is a brief autobiography detailing how God's grace is able to carry the Christian through any trial that they will encounter. A captivating storytelling style blended with occasional scripture verses and references combined for a humorous yet altogether true view of our very existence. Jack M. Waister is the author's pen name. He says his name has been with him since grade school and has become sort of a kind of alter ego. An interesting story of Jack's creation? We'll ask him about that. The events he shares and writes about occurred several years ago after he became a Christian. Jack Waister, author of My Grace is Sufficient for Thee, is our guest on This Week in America. Jack, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
How are you?
I am doing fine and looking forward to having you with us on the program today to talk about the book that's really receiving excellent reviews. And I'm really interested in how this whole book came about and how you've been touching people in so many ways. Let's start with the inspiration. Where did the idea come from for My Grace is Sufficient for Thee?
I just felt like I had to tell what had happened, because when I became a Christian, I had no idea. But after I did that, things were happening for me in such a way that I had to make known. And I'm not good at speaking, as you can obviously see. I'm better at writing. So for me to type it down and put it down is easier. I had to put it in book format, I guess.
Well, and that's and the book, by the way, is called My Grace is Sufficient for Thee. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you take on a writing project, boy, there's so much involved in doing that. It can be more time-consuming than most people realize. How long did it take you to write My Grace is Sufficient for Thee?
Oh, boy. On and off for a couple of years. I didn't put as much time as I should have if I just sat down and did the whole thing quicker, but it took a couple of years to get it all together the way I wanted, and talked to mom who had notes from different things for the doctors and such, so I kind of tried to meld it all together.
And the result is, again, a book that's doing so well, My Grace is Sufficient for Thee by Jack M. Waister. That's Waister. Did you have any help along the way? You mentioned that mom helped as well. Any help in putting this together?
Just from certain notes that she had, and I kind of asked advice from different friends to what things should be first, what things should be second. So it kind of tried to follow a logical step. I know it jumps around a lot, but it is for a reason. It happens in a certain order, but it always comes back to the same thing at the end, so I tried to make that.
Well, it's a very entertaining read. I mentioned that you've got a captivating storytelling style. You really have that nailed in telling it in the written word. Let's talk about the age you are now. And you don't have to forgive me if you don't want to, but round it off. Age you are now versus when you first started writing it. How long? I'm just trying to get at what this journey has been like for you. How old were you when you started writing it versus where you are now?
Well, it happened when I was 32. Now I'm 52. So I've been putting things piece by piece over 20 years. I finally said I'm doing it. So,
well, and that's interesting. Talk about what happened at 32 and how your life changed. That really was a life-altering moment for you. Talk about the age at the time all of this was taking place and what you were going through.
Well, I was 32. And I was snow blowing and massive heart attack. I had no clue. Neighbors drove by, saw me laying in the driveway, knocked on the door. The wife was in there sleeping, I guess. And they came running out. They did CPR with the neighbor and called the ambulance. So I did basically just things happened in such a way. And the small hospital near me couldn't handle my condition. So they called LifeStar, and they took me to Hartford Hospital. So I have no idea the amount of time what happened, but 4 bypasses and a valve at that time, at 32, right?
Wow.
I had no clue. I always just thought I was out of shape and just pushed myself harder.
You know, it's interesting because that would be a wake-up call. What impact did that have on your life as you're there in the hospital and not able to account for all of this time because you were out of it, like you say, and you've got all of the surgery that's life-saving surgery going on. How did this change your life, your attitude towards life?
Maybe not take so much for granted in a certain way.
Yes.
Instead of just assuming that things would... I should have known better to begin with, you know, that you're not promised tomorrow, so who knows? But it just... That was the first one. So they opened me up and did that, so...
Well, Jack Waister, our guest on the program, that's his pen name. The book is My Grace is Sufficient for Thee. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. Now I understand the cover. Let's talk about the cover, and then we'll talk about the title. The cover of the book has a snowmobile on there, or a snow thrower on there. I understand the significance of that now.
Yeah, that was on there for a reason. I put that there to make it, you know, to jump on. People say, hey, why is that there? And they look at it. But the republication process is they've changed this. That's the older version, but I think they're both still there.
Well, yeah, and the cover of the new one is the snow thrower, and that captures your attention. First of all, it's very colorful, laid out very well, and you do wonder, like, okay, what does My Grace is Sufficient for Thee have to do with this snow blower? But you, as we're hearing Jack's story, it makes a lot of sense. The title, My Grace is Sufficient for Thee, how did you come up with that?
I took that out of some of the writings of the Apostle Paul. It was written down in 2 Corinthians, I believe he took it out of, just of how he, no matter what he could go through, God's grace is always able to carry you through it, no matter what it is.
And you talk about that, and you illustrate that, and what you went through in your life, those words ring true, My Grace is Sufficient for Thee. Talk about the decision to write the book, and when you do that, it's time-consuming, it can be money-consuming as well, to write the book, get it out there, share your story, and I'm sure hoping you help people going through sort of sorting out life like you did. First of all, what was the purpose and taking it on financially as well as emotionally in writing the book?
Well, I've always loved to write. So writing it was just putting things in the right order was the only part that was somewhat complicated, but the end product, it came out fairly well. And the cost is just... I'm still paying things down, but it's just I had to get it out there somehow, just to say it. You know, if it helps just one person, then okay. But that's kind of the main issue of it.
And there's just something there
if it can help someone to avoid the same situations.
Yes, and there's something there for just about anybody in the family. It's a book that you'll be referring to often. Let's talk about your life now. Where do you reside now? Family, kids? Tell me a little bit about your life now.
Well, for the moment, I'm in Ellendale, Connecticut. But I'm looking to make a move down to the Carolinas where I have friends and realize things are far cheaper. Got two kids. They're both, they're about 14 months apart or so. They're all in the early 20s.
No. It's interesting. So you're going to go somewhere a little cheaper to live and probably a little warmer down there as well. So I don't blame you for that at all. Jack Waister, our guest on the program. The book is My Grace is Sufficient for Thee. Okay, I've got to ask about Jack Waister. That's sort of, it's your pen name. It's been your alter ego from back in grade school.
Yeah.
Where did you come up with Jack Waister?
I have no idea where he came from. I think it was that eighth grade. Teacher just gave us an open book. Said, here, write a story. Gave us the papers, and he had no guess of what it could be about. So I just started writing about a character. He was a doctor, and then he worked in a mountain hospital. And just his sister came in, but he couldn't save her. And I guess he was hit by a drunk driver. And it, so that's where my dislike for alcohol and stuff comes from. I put it all in the story.
Oh, yes, yes. And then it stayed with you through all of these years. And you're obviously a very talented writer. Where did this come from? Were you an avid reader as a child?
Yeah, I used to like to read. And I had a great grandfather that was pretty good at penning stuff out and telling stories. So that just he got handed down, I guess.
Well, yes, and you are a good storyteller as well. And you've written as I understand, a number of short stories that you've written over the years. Not published, I guess, but stories that you've written.
Oh, usually if I have a family member or a friend, they're going through a difficult time. I usually write them a little waster story just to kind of lift them up, make them laugh, something to help them get through. So I've written probably a bunch of little short stories, not long, just a few pages, just for fun.
Yes. And they all talk about how there's always a meaning there with what you're writing, but you get them to smile too. That's important, isn't it, as you're telling a story to bring them a little bit of enjoyment along the way. What are you working on now? You got a book that you're working on?
Nothing real serious, just fun stuff. I'm always messing around with the computer, and this was the first serious thing I had to try and do, and I almost felt like I had to do it. So, I kind of maybe I rushed, but maybe I to get things out there. Obviously, you could tell I'm not a very patient person, so I had to get things out a certain way for me.
Well, and it works. The book is My Grace is Sufficient for Thee. Jack Waster, the author, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. If you go to our website, you can link on to the Amazon page for Jack, and Waster is Waister. Let's talk a little bit about the substance of the book and how that you're able, with God's grace, to get through a lot of trials that some of us don't think we're going to. How does that relate in your life? Have there been an occasion you went through the big one when you had the heart issues back a number of years ago? How important is it that you've got God's grace to fall back on when you're trying to get through the ups and downs we all go through?
It's not to fall back on. It's got to be the main thing. I mean,
yes.
Without, you can't just do it and okay, now I need you, but all the time. You got to have his guidance and help and assistance with you, I guess, that was the first one was 4 bypasses, then the stroke, and then the second open heart was 3 bypasses. So I've had a fun ride.
Wow. How are you feeling now?
I feel okay. As good as one can be.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, you sound good. You look good. The video version of this, by the way, is up on YouTube. You'll find it by Googling it, Jack Waster, or if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, click on the videos tab, and that will take you to the video with Jack. Like I said, the book cover says it all. If you're looking online to order a copy of the book, it's got the snowblower on the front of the book. Let's talk about the time in your life when you became a Christian. Talk about that and the difference it's made in your life since then. You were, what, 30 years old, something like that at that time?
About 5 years or so before the heart attack.
Okay, so late 20s when you become a Christian. How did that happen? Is that a moment that you remember or a series of moments that you remember?
A friend of mine, invited me to go to church service, which I was like, church, who cares, I'll go once in a while to the congregational church I went to as a kid, but I had never heard this. I went with him. He said, the pastor, the guy who's speaking is an ex-Marine. He likes to go to the range. Me as a shooter, I like to go to the range too. So that kind of made a connection. So I went.
Yes.
I'd never heard preaching like that. Never. He opened things in the Bible that I never saw about or thought about. And at that point, that's when I believed what Scripture said and how to become a Christian, and did that by putting your faith in Christ. And then since then, it's just been the steps to get through.
And it sounds like something that you rely on to get through every day. Is that how you would say it? It's there. It's who Jack is right now.
Yeah, that's kind of what the Christian is supposed to do.
Well, yes.
A lot of times we don't. But
yeah, you see, so often if it's not Sunday, then, well, maybe we're not so much. But I get the impression in your writings and the way you're talking, it's something that that is who you are right now. The book is a brief autobiography detailing how God's grace is able to carry the Christian through any trial that they will encounter. And those aren't just words, are they? I know you've gone through trial after trial, and being a Christian and understanding God's grace, that's got you through a lot of things, hasn't it?
Well, especially the later one. The first one's like, there's nothing I can do about
exactly.
The situation I was in, but just rely on, I guess, God's grace to help me get through it. And that sounds kind of trite to say that, but that's really how it happens.
Well, it does, and you point that out in the book. And we've got a couple minutes left here. The book is My Grace is Sufficient for Thee. What do you hope people, what's the takeaway from reading the book? You've got some humor that's laced in there as well. It's a fast-moving storytelling style that you have. So there's that entertainment value. But when people finish My Grace is Sufficient for Thee, what do you hope they take away with, go away with?
Hopefully that they would have a deeper or better understanding of what true Christianity really is and can take advantage of, you know, things I described in there, like the process, how it becomes a Christian. One becomes one. It's just, I was just trying to be to be a witness to people that put out there, so it's not in a cult-like situation, gets all out there. Or the false things you see all over the place. I tried to put it down as true, the best I can, what the truth of the scripture would say. So someone to become a Christian at that point.
And that, I think, is why the book is touching so many people. It's relatable. It's your life. It's how you live your life. You've been through the ups and downs. So it's not just theory that you're trying to write about. It's something that you've witnessed in your own life, and it's gotten you through some difficult situations and given you the what you needed to get through those. My Grace is Sufficient for Thee by Jack M. Waister. 30 seconds or so left. What's it been like writing the book and getting response and seeing friends and family pick up copies of the book and share those? What's this whole writing experience been like for you?
I've always loved to write since grade school, but I had to put out what I was feeling and what I knew through scriptures. To that, hopefully, that someone can be touched by it, or eyes can be realized their thought they hadn't thought of before. That was the main purpose for doing it. That they can be brought to a truth that they hadn't thought of, or they might have missed, or that's.
Well, yeah, and you do that in a non-threatening way. That's one of the many benefits of what Jack has done with his book. It's Jack Waister, Waister. The book is My Grace is Sufficient for Thee, book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get more information. And we thank infusedmedia.co for making this conversation possible and hopefully changing some lives today with Jack. Jack, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Job well done, sir, with this book. Take care of yourself. Hopefully you'll get down south a little bit where it's a little warmer here and get out of those brutal winters up there. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Jack Waister, our guest. The book is My Grace is Sufficient for Thee. You're listening to thisweekinamerica.us. By the way, if you go there, you'll get information on Jack's book. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.